What is attraction of human beings? Isn't that mud as well? Because the body is made up of five elements. It from dust it has come, to dust it shall go. Though it may seem very beautiful. It may be that one's face, which is beautiful, attracts, or maybe someone's speciality attracts. Maybe someone's virtue attracts. Still, and this is why some say that they have no other attraction, they have love for no one else. But for that particular person there is special love and attraction because of his or her quality, her or his virtue. That means that virtue has influenced, has it not? It has impressed. Or they say, this one has very good speciality of doing service. So because of this one's speciality of service, there is a little they may not use the word love, like love, but then they try to say it in other words. But whatever it is, if there is an attraction towards any human being or any object, and that pulls the intellect again and again, thoughts are created about that one. This too, this too is attraction. The thoughts could be, if this one would be with me at the moment, it would be so nice. Even to think like that, this is an attraction too. It would be so nice if he were with me at this moment. So it's because his attraction towards someone's service. But who is the bestower of this service? Is it that human being? Or is it the Father who has given you that service? Who has given you the service? Has that human being given? And that is why you say, he's very good. It would be good if he were with me. He's so good. Well, it is all right. That's not bad to say he's good. But whenever someone's any speciality is observed, his virtue is observed, his service is observed, then at that time the bestower should not be forgotten. Who has given him that? Because that person is the one who has taken. He's not the bestower. Without that person having become the father's child, or without having become Baba's child, how would he have that specialty of service or any virtue? Would it have come otherwise? Does it come otherwise? Without becoming Baba's child, or do you bring that speciality from your Laukik world? Does this specialty come in Agyani life when one is not in Gyan? The specialty of serving souls spiritually? Now this speciality cannot be of anyone in the world. When someone is not in Gyan, even if someone is not in Gyan and he has some speciality or some quality, some virtue, then too, after coming into knowledge, in that speciality, in that virtue, if knowledge isn't filled within, then that speciality or that virtue will not be useful in the worldly sense, because only when there is knowledge filled in that specialty, then that specialty is really revealed. But who has given the Gyan? Who is the bestower? It is Baba. So whom do you like more? Do you like the bestower more, or do you like the one who has taken that speciality more? If you say Baba, then why are you attracted towards the one who takes that speciality from Baba?